Hello and welcome to episode 98 of the How to Sleep podcast. In this episode, you'll learn how to help yourself if you're struggling to sleep because you're worried about war.
Welcome to the How to Sleep podcast. I'm your host, Nikki Blakeman, qualified adult sleep coach, a previous sufferer of insomnia and mum of three. I believe that sleep is fundamental to your enjoyment of the life you've worked so hard to create, and I support adults like you who are struggling to sleep to get back to sleep and back to living your life in full colour and with maximum energy. This podcast is for you if you are taking ages to get to sleep, or waking in the night and can't get back to sleep, or both. Keep listening to find out how sleep works, the essential elements you need to get the sleep you deserve, and actionable steps that you can take.
I wanted to do this episode because I'm really aware that many of you are at risk of experiencing this issue if you're not already. As I was hearing about the news, it was really worrying. There was no getting away from it. I really felt worried. And for me, that's my signal to take note and take action. As soon as I go into worry about something, I respond by taking action because I know that serious worries are a risk to my sleep. And if my sleep gets disrupted, I'll worry more, and then my sleep will be disrupted more, and then I'll risk being pulled down into a really vicious cycle. So I wanted to make this episode for you so that hopefully you can take action in time to avoid getting into this cycle yourself. When we think about war, we think about the risk to the safety of those in the war zone, and then ultimately we start to think about our own safety and the safety of those close to us as well. Now, to our subconscious mind, this can be a reason to suppress the urge to sleep and keep us awake. That's because if you don't feel safe, then your subconscious can keep you awake. Another thing that some psychologists have suggested is that we worry when we're not able to take action, because the human mind doesn't want to feel helpless. So when there's something that we feel is wrong, but we can't fix it immediately, there's a hypothesis that we worry instead as a second best option. To our subconscious mind then, on one level, that's comforting to be doing that because it's vaguely constructive. But if that hypothesis is correct, the problem is that on the one hand, we have this desire to worry to try and make ourselves feel better and less helpless. But then the worry involves us repeatedly thinking about the subject matter. And then on the flip side, that could be making us feel unsafe and that could inhibit our sleep. So your action step for this week is to implement three practical steps to reduce the worry and avoid disrupting your sleep. The first step is to stop watching and checking the news. The media relies on us checking the news, especially online, because more visits to the website generates more income. So the presentation of the news online is formulated in a way which encourages you not just to read what's going on, but to keep reading from one article to the next article and the next, and stay in the content for as long as possible. Also, the articles are often skewed into the negative presentation. Now, I know that war isn't a nice topic, but each article will try and package up something usually and then give it a negative slant, because that's ultimately what gets more readers. So that's what tends to get written. And in addition, there are many studies that have identified that we can actually start to habituate checking the news or any social media in the same way as we can become habituated to gambling. So social media, including the news, gives us a similar reward, so it can become habitual. And then we're not even making a conscious choice. We're being driven by our habits, so we don't want to get that to that point, because then that's even harder to undo. And some of you will have seen this as we went through the pandemic. Many, many people got addicted to checking the news all the time, not even realising that it was an addiction. And then because of the media tendency to report in a negative tone, it reinforced their fear and worry constantly. And then we know that during the pandemic, many people who previously slept fine developed insomnia. So there's no coincidence there, in my view. So stop watching the news and checking the news. And I know some of you will be thinking that you need to check the news and you feel it's vital to check the news. And look, I don't want to get into a debate about that, but if that is you, then limit your news checking to twice a day. So pick two times a day, only check the news at those times, set a timer for 5 minutes and don't read for any longer than that. 5 minutes is plenty enough time to gather any information or updates that you need to reassure yourself that you're keeping up to date or whatever other reason you have for looking at the news. After that, you risk getting sucked into that social media keeping you in the content. The second thing to do is to allocate a time to deliberately consider problem solving if that's what you find yourself doing in the night time. So if you feel like you want to help, allocate some time in the day to think about that and then follow through and take some action that you can actually take. That way, in the middle of the night, if the thoughts come up that you want to help and you're thinking about what you can do, it will be easier to dismiss them and remind yourself that you've already taken the action that you are able to take, and so there's no need to keep thinking about it. Finally, engage your thought management techniques every time you think of the situation. You don't want to be spending all your time worrying on this subject, so apply whatever techniques you're currently using each time the subject pops into your head. By taking action now, you can prevent getting more into the loop of worry and reduce the chances of it affecting your sleep in the long term. All right, have a good week and thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. I hope you found some value in today's episode. If you did, and you know others who would benefit from hearing this information as well, then please share with them. And if you would be so kind as to leave a positive review of the podcast, this will support me in my mission to spread the message of sleep as wide as possible. Thank you so much. If you can't wait until the next episode and you want more guidance right now, then head on over to my website and get access to my free sleep resources, link in the show notes, or follow me on Instagram @nikki.blakeman. Wishing you a peaceful night's sleep.